It's another edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Jill Reed. If you've been listening this week, you know I've had Robin Witten with me for the entire week. She's the founder of Audiophile Magazine, and she's really kind of been hitting them out of the ballpark.
I always try. And I like a lot of variety, so we're really going to turn the dial.
Okay.
Today, Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
By A.A. Milne and read by Barbara Rosenblatt.
You mean golden voice Barbara Rosenblatt?
Indeed.
My God. And she does all the voices?
Oh, she does indeed. She has a great time with the voices. You know, listeners who are young at heart, let us lead you into the 100-acre wood. Barbara is your amazing guide. And you can spend a few hours with Pooh and Christopher Robin and their forest friends, Eeyore, Piglet, Owl, Rabbit, Kanga, and Roo.
Oh, I love Winnie the Pooh. I just have the softest spot in my heart for it. I think it is so charming, so lovely. It's one of those great family listens, I think. You know, I always really recommend listening to Winnie the Pooh if a family is in a car, you know, taking a car ride.
Well, it is an example of the best things about, one of the best things about children's literature is that all ages take something away from the story. And it's not all the same. You know, the youngest children are going to focus on the animals and the fact that they are animals. But also, you know, older listeners can appreciate the humor and the wisdom and the wonderful dialogue and wordplay.
And the bear.
Oh, of the bear and of Christopher Robin.
Yeah. It's a classic. It's a classic for a reason.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Barbara has done a very interesting thing, I think, with this production. We have a lovely little video. Well, first of all, I should back up and say that right now in the podcast audiobook break, we are featuring this version of Winnie the Pooh in episodes released every couple days.
Right. It's every Tuesday and Thursday, right?
That's right. Tuesday and Thursday, one chapter. Perfect way to listen, perfect way to introduce new generations, and to just have a lovely break for any listener of any age.
And if people actually want to listen to Winnie the Pooh via audiobook break, what should they do?
Well, you can get audiobook break anywhere you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts. You can listen from the Audiophile site. You know, it works beautifully serialized. Mm-hmm. And of course, you can also binge it if you want one story after another, because once you hear Barbara doing, as she says, her favorite character here is Eeyore.
Of course.
She does an amazing Eeyore. One of the things that I was trying to do a little research about the context of when Winnie the Pooh was written. Mm-hmm. And actually, Barbara told me that she had looked at the movie Goodbye, Christopher Robin, which is a little sort of biography of A.A. Milne and his struggles and inspiration for the Pooh stories. And one of the things that really struck me was that he, as he's explaining to his, I think, then grown son, Christopher Robin, that, you know, why did he do it? Why did he write the series? And he says that after the war, everyone was very sad. There had been, you know, so much loss. And he really wanted to write something to cheer them up.
To bring joy.
And, you know, that's why right now, this is the perfect thing to be listening to. Mm. Because we've all been stressed out and saddened by the last few years of the pandemic. And this, we need a little cheering up. And boy, this is the way to do it.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit? Winnie the Pooh by A.A. Milne and read by golden voice Barbara Rosenblatt.
One fine day, Pooh had stumped up to the top of the forest to see if his friend, Christopher Robin, was interested in bears at all. At breakfast that morning, a simple meal of marmalade spread lightly over a honeycomb or two, he had suddenly thought of a new song. It began like this. Sing-ho for the life of a bear. When he had got as far as this, he scratched his head and thought to himself, "That's a very good start for a song. But what about the second line?" He tried singing "ho" two or three times, but it didn't seem to help.
Who also sings?
She...
I like this slight English accent that she does. Not too much, just a hint. How many books has this woman narrated?
Oh my goodness. So many, so many.
I mean, and the range is amazing.
It truly is. And I think, you know, she has such a gift of being inside the head of the author and inside mm-hmm. the story, so emotionally connected to it that, you know, it's such a seamless listening experience that because she carries us along.
Okay, a great way to end the week, Robin.
Well, it certainly has cheered me up.
And people can listen to Audiobook Break and continue the cheer. Just follow Audiobook Break and the next chapter of Winnie the Pooh will appear in your feed on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Robin, thank you. I will talk to you next month.
We will, Joe. I'll look forward to it.
Behind the Mic is supported by Brilliance Publishing, who recently released The Survivalist, a sharp, funny novel by Kashana Cawley. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart, Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Alan Minskoff, and Kendra Winchester are contributors. Jennifer Dahl is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.